I think they're going to get the auto harp out here now. Orella told me to tell you this. I suppose everybody knows this old song. It's called Rosewood Casket, and she says that it's over 100 years old. I don't know.
While the tears roll down her cheeks. I never, no, never would leave him. If ever a kind word he'd speak. Just then the door softly was opened. A man took the bundle away. He laid the things out on the table and to her these words he did say. One little stocking's for you, dear. One little blue shoe is for me. The baby's wrap and its smallest cap will keep in memory. One lock of hair is for you, dear. See how the golden curls shine. We'll keep a smile while she sleeps, for she is the tie that binds.
Thank you just a whole lot. I think she's got Woody here, the dancing doll or something here.
This is our little boy now.
Blow your harmonica.
Yeah, that's what the wife says I do best, is to blow. So, blow a little tune for Woody.
Thank you just a whole lot.
And we thank you just a whole lot. And we'll see you tomorrow. Yes. Now let's welcome a special friend who hasn't been to Florida Folk Festival in a long time. Too long a time. Let's welcome Gamble Rogers from St. Augustine.
First time that I ever had the privilege of performing in New York City. It was my honor to open the show for a man who was a legend in the folk music world, and Jesse Fuller.
Excuse me, sit on that.
Besides being a legend in his own time, Jesse Fuller was a big, congenial chap that played a 12-string guitar to which he had ingeniously affixed an electric guitar pickup through the indiscriminate use of lag bolts and roofing nails. Had a harmonica rack around his neck with an A harp and a kazoo taped in place with duct tape. Sat behind an instrument of his own manufacture called a footdella, which consisted of a sun-kissed fruit crate with a washboard riveted to the starboard side, which he played with two drum brushes that were interconnected through a bizarre concatenation of third-class levers and pulleys to the foot mechanism of a drummer's sock cymbal. He'd sit back there and play that footdella and play the guitar and play the harmonica and play the kazoo and sing. And about every 34 seconds, he'd be overwhelmed with the tedium implicit in that enterprise. And he would jump up and do a little soft shoe. This is his most famous song. It is a folk song, to be sure. I know it's a folk song. It was recorded by Phoebe Snow, by Richie Havens, Rambling Jack Elliott, Gatemouth Brown, several rising country music personalities like Barbie Benton, Cale Yarborough, and Elizabeth Ray. And it goes just like this. Picket white trash. Got the blues from Baby Lynn by the Frisco Bay. Lived in Oceanina, going far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal I ever have had. Wanna say goodbye like make me cry. I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got nickel and I ain't got miles at dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day. Just a walk with baby down by the Frisco Bay. I'm a standing by my back door, just a wonder which way to go. Cause a woman I love so much don't care for me no more. I think I'll take a freight train because I'm feeling blue. And ride all the way to the end of the line just thinking about you. See if we can choke this little guitar. Choke it one time now. By the Frisco Bay, lived in Oceanina, going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal I ever have had. Say goodbye like make me cry. I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a louse at dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. Never come back to stay. Gonna be another brand new day, just walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Oh, friends, you know, when I strolled out here at night, I felt so low I could have sat on a cigarette paper and swung my legs. But you good people brought me up again. I feel great now. All right. I ain't felt this good since the last time I saw Still Bill. Now, there was a slow-moving scutter. While that boy moves so slow, you had to line him up with a fence post to be sure he was in motion. And besides that, he was contrary. Contrary. Well, sir, all of Bill's neighbors raised tobacco for a cash crop, but not Bill. Bill raised cattle. He'd say, come on out to my spread. 2 acres. Let me show you my herd, he'd say. 3 cows. But Bill was a good midwife. Well, he had to be a good midwife. Every one of those newborn calves was money in the bank for an entrepreneur like Bill. Now, he had this old bossy cow. She was about to drop a calf. He heard her lowing one morning in hard labor up in what he called the upper 40. That was a mud hole behind the chopping block. He got a piece of rope. He went running up there, and he tied her to the nearest tree. He got around behind her trying to help her have that calf. Now, the first thing he noticed was that it was a difficult birth, complicated by the fact that the calf had breached. He tried to turn the little fellow around, get her coming out head first, the way Mother Nature intended, but he was unsuccessful. He had no recourse but to take hold of the hind legs and start in pulling. He's pulling on that calf's hind legs. He's trying to help her have that calf. She's tied to that tree, lowing. He's pulling. Now, the interstate highway ran right behind the property at this point. Along comes this college boy driving an MGB, smoking some non-domestic tobacco. He looks down in the pasture, and he sees Bill and the cow. He stops the car. He runs up there. He says, sir, can I help you? Bill says, yeah, kid, take a leg and pull. And they pulled, and they pulled, and the calf came out into the world healthy and capered away. Bill said, son, I'm much obliged to you for helping me out in my time of trial. I wonder if there's any way in which I could recompense you for the work. The young man said, No, sir. I wouldn't take a nickel for that. Mister, I just want to ask you one question. Bill said, well, what's that, boy? The young man said, mister, how fast was the little one going when it hit the big one? Now, with all his other flaws of character, Bill was a name dropper. He had this buddy that played hot lead guitar for a country and western record group out of Nashville that was touring in Japan. Country music's big in Japan. After the show, the boys were all sitting around a little place there having a toddy, and Chet Atkins walked in. Chet is big all over the world. They're sitting there talking. One of them said, Chet, being as how you're known worldwide as Mr. Guitar, is there any one song more than all the rest that people request of you when you put on your show? Well, Chet ruminated a moment. He said, yep. I never can get through more than half a show without having some good old boy from Calhoun County, Georgia, jump up and holler out, pick wildwood flower. Thank you. Here's a song that Chet has been known to pick. This song was written by Elizabeth Cotton, who for many years was the housemaid of Dr. Charles Seeger at the University of Maryland. Now, Charles Seeger is the daddy of Pete, Peggy, and Mike Seeger, three of America's best-loved folk-singing personalities. Elizabeth Cotton then had a tremendous influence on the formation of the musical abilities of the Seeger family and therefore has a stake in the music of our nation. Now, she's a left-handed woman who learned to play the guitar as a child. She had no teacher to show her that a left-hander can facilitate the learning process on the guitar by putting the strings on in reverse order. She just learned to pick it upside down. And buddy, she smokes a thing. This is her song. Let's hear it now. Free train, roll right past. I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keeps rolling on. Well, there's one more thing I'd like to see, one more place I'd like to be, to watch those Blue Ridge Mountains climb as I ride on number 9. So those freight trains I can ride as they go rolling by. Friends, I'd like to play a little dog song for all you good people now. You notice the way I said that word? Dog. That's D-A-W-G, dog. That's man's best friend. Lovable, lop-eared, and loyal. Follow you over the blazing sands, the desertly bloodies his little feet. Bring you brandy when you're maroon in an Alaskan snowdrift. Lay his grizzled snoot on your knee and look up at you with those big limpid brown eyes and say, I love you, I'm a dog. And then there are dogs. D-O-G-S. Yip-yaps. Canine closet queens. Bejeweled, beribboned, beferred, pomaded, powdered, painted toenails, rhinestone collars designed by God and nature to be trolled in the wake of a slow-moving fishing boat in search of large trash fish such as hammerhead shark. Yip-yaps! Buddy, this is a song about a dog. That's D-A-W-G. Well, me and Lim and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town. Jim Dog and Ornery Cuss, he just naturally bothered us. We drove out past Johnson's store, passing the yaps come out at the door. Jimmy scooted behind the box, all them fellas were chunking rocks. Look out now, Jim. Getting down to wipe them fellas on the ground for kicking that old Jim Dog around. Well, Jim seen his duty there and then he surely into them gentlemen just a messing up the courthouse square with rags and tags and hiding hair. Well, every time I come to town, the boy's kicking my dog around. It makes no difference if he is a hound, I gotta quit kicking that dog around. Now, I got this old buddy who lives out in the Turpentine Woods near Chipley, Florida. I went and seen him one time. I said, look here, I got this little old 22 rifle I'd like to trade off. You got anything you want to trade? He said, yep. You want a dog? I said, you know, I'd kind of like a dog, but I wonder, before we finalize this transaction, would you mind leading the animal in question out into the yard? See, I don't know that much about trading for horses and dogs. A man told me one time, you want to find out the truth about the merchandise, you get the other fellow to lead him out in the yard before you give him anything. He got a piece of rope, tied it to the dog's collar, headed for the door. Dog was quite obedient. He followed right along, ran head first into the door jam. Well, he backed him up, had another go at it. The dog bounced off the door jam, slewed down a step, tripped over the axe handle, ricocheted off the chopping block, skidded over the yard, fit slap up against the smokehouse, feet up in the air. I said, buddy, you're trying to trade me off a dog? It's stone blind. He said, son, this dog ain't blind. She just don't give a damn. You know, all these old dog songs have pretty much the same tune. That's because they're about the same thing. Good, loyal, lop-eared, lovable dog. Now, here's a song about the boss dog of them all. Of course, he was a hound dog. I don't know whether he was a blue tick, a red bone, a basset, a beagle, a black and tan. Friends, I just know he was good. You know, on these cold autumnal nights when that big harvest moon nuzzles down amongst the purple hills and the ground fog puddles in the bottoms and the stars flicker so close while they're like lightning bugs and crystal frozen, and you can hear those dogs way out there behind some acre and ridge just bugling. Oh, it's a sound that fills me with the joy and the wonderment of youth and the hunts. I think back and I wonder what they're on to out there at night. And oh, you know, I wish I was out there running with them. I showed them my axe and blew my horn. Gonna get me a possum and a new mood going. I cook it possum good and brown, lay sweet taters all around. Ear blue. Come into old blue tree to run to see, and they said a possum in a cinnamon tree. Possum grinned at me and I looked at him and I shook him out, and blue took him in. Get him, son, get him now, you good dog, you. Oh, get him, son. Lord, he died so hard that he shook the ground in my backyard. I let him down with a golden chain. Link my link slipped through my hand. Ear blue. Come into you good dog, you. Ear blue. Ear blue.